100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, and it's the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge for the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Could I totally get that out of order? Well, it looks like I can. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories, and we got a bunch of stories in on the topic of, what is it, cross-country? So, okay, we didn't get a bunch. We're down a few folks. I guess it's summertime, people are enjoying, and that's great. So when you get back, let us know how you're doing. I mean, we miss you. But we're also proud of whatever you're doing, unless something bad has happened, then we hope you're okay. Anyway, enough emotional blackmail. Let's get on with it.
Good morning, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and the word this week is cross country. So here's my 100 words. It's called No One. His room didn't smell good. A bit like the changing rooms after cross country. The only light was pushing its way through a slit in the curtains. Who knows you're here? It felt like a throwaway question, like he didn't even care what my answer was. That made it so much worse. As soon as I answered, his little smile made me wish I'd thought first, made me want to grab the word back, swap it for another one. Change it for a comforting one like mum or dad, a lie. But sometimes they were okay, weren't they? Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
This place irritates me. I call it cross country, but you probably know it as the Bible Belt. However you choose to refer to it, the people around these parts are clearly out of their minds. I call it cross country because the minute one of the natives comes my way, out they come with their silly crosses and crucifixes, waving them in my face, or better still, crossing their fingers in front of me, like some magical hex. As if that's going to work. It's like wagging your finger at a mugger. Crosses don't scare me. I'm a demon.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Taking the cross-country path was a last-minute decision, and it looked like it was the right thing to do. It was lovely out there. The trees, the birds, the stars. They even found a pathway where all the trees had exotic, colorful lamps guiding them through. In their oblivious enchantment, they reached the end of the pathway. Great, now we have to turn back. They didn't know it yet, but they didn't have to. No, the light mist lifted slowly. It looked so magical, so beautiful. When they noticed the copious amounts of skulls, it was too late. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 848 with a prompt of cross-country. Well, I read a whole bunch of interesting obituaries from Lake County this week, and none of them were about Tom. So, Tom, I'm hoping that means you're still among us. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert eyed each of the students in the classroom surreptitiously to see if he could determine which might be members of the Guild of the Dark Knights. They all looked like normal kids to him. He was dubious about Sabrina's claim and challenged her on it as they walked to their second period class. "Is this alleged guild active in Eureka because your witches' club is here?" Sabrina scowled at him. "No. There's a cross-country network from here to Salem. Everywhere we have an established coven." Bilbert shrugged. "A Dark Knights Guild sounds cool. Maybe I should join them." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Well, good morning. This is Richard. This is my story on the topic cross-country. It's called Bill. Bill was always a bit of an idiot. Always with the harebrained plans to follow the path less trodden. "It'll be fun. We'll leave the trailers at the park entrance and hike cross country. We'll catch rabbits and eat wild berries for food and camp under the stars." Like I said, a bit of an idiot. After parking up, we complained it was too hot to hike, but he was insistent, so we left him to reconnoitre while we threw some burgers on the barbecue and opened some cold beers. That was 3 days ago. No sign of Bill. Okay, that's me. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Zane ran cross country in high school, and he was really good. He received a stack of scholarship offers. Looking through maps, he chose the college with the best weather, a campus near the ocean, with great beaches and restaurants and clubs for partying. When he wasn't out running, he was walking the Strand and tipping hot bartenders with his book money. 4 years later, he spent the last of his money to buy some papers and exams, barely had the grades to graduate, flipping burgers and waiting tables, because who the fuck needs a professional runner of 5K races?
One-hundred-word stories.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of hundred-word stories on the topic of cross-country. Thank you to everyone who's a part of this. And the show is nothing without you. Except for the stories during the week where I ramble. But it's always Sunday again, and sure enough, weekly challenge time. The next weekly challenge is Pop. Hopefully that topic is a little easier. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for archives, instructions on how to be a part of the weekly challenge. There are no sponsorship opportunities. I don't need your money. I don't think so. Nobody's told me anything. But if you do want to sponsor it or get, you know, whatever, the price is, I don't know, a monkey, a cat, food, cat toys. I'll put up an Amazon wish list with cat toys. I don't know. What do you think? Make your best offer. Make your worst offer. Say that I have to wash your car. I don't know. I'm not very good at this. I've been doing this for 17 years, and this stuff, you know, drills a hole in my pocket. Which is good, because the things I keep in my pocket, they're better falling out. Thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.